This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. It's June 21st, and I've got a food supply alert as a HealthRangerStore.com update. We're in the food business, and we buy massive commercial quantities of many different things, from rice and beans and lentils and, you know, chickpeas and corn and broccoli and all these kinds of things, you know, because we're in the food, the stored food business, organic lab-tested stored food, by the way, not, you know, the processed soy protein garbage that's out there. And we are running into now lots and lots of commercial vendors saying they can't supply the quantities that we are ordering. And, you know, this is late June, and my staff just told me that they've made an executive decision to start ordering now all the quantities that we anticipate we might need for the coming Black Friday sales weekend. And now, we've never had to order this far ahead. And the reason we're having to do it now is because we don't think we're going to be able to get a lot of what we want. And now, in case you don't know, Black Friday is sort of the biggest retail, you know, event in the U.S. It's even bigger, really, than Christmas shopping or Christmas Eve shopping or anything like that. I mean, the Black Friday weekend, those 4 days, whatever they are, Thanksgiving and the Friday and the weekend after that, they are the biggest retail, you know, that's the biggest impact on retail sales in the country for the year. And we do a lot of sales as well during that time. And we have normally a huge surge in orders, and we discount a lot of things during that time. We have specials and things, sometimes signed books and free magazines and free essential oils sometimes with orders, things like that. And so we tend to do very high sales, but it takes us months to manufacture all those items because we make everything in-house, by the way. We actually have our own certified organic kitchen, our own machinery. I mean, very high-end specialized machines that do a lot of the vacuum packing. Just one of those machines, for example, took us 18 months to have custom made. I mean, a year and a half we waited for that machine, and it's amazing. It's like a giant dragon. It loads the food on this angled, like, giant conveyor belt system, loads the food into a giant funnel that's up high, and then the food comes down and it's weighed and measured into the bags, and then the bags are pressed and vacuum packed all by the same machine, and they're pre-printed with all the details of nutrition facts and things like that. So we make everything ourselves. You know, we package everything. We do the lab testing of everything. You know, we do glyphosate testing, heavy metals testing, microbiology testing, which takes 3 to 4 days, because we test for E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, and total plate count. Also, you know, total colonies. So, and to grow mold, I don't know if you've ever done, you know, food testing, but you can't rush it. It takes time. So we get a shipment of food in, you know, pallets and pallets of a certain thing, and then we take multiple samples and we test them in the microbiology equipment, and we have to wait those 3 or 4 days to get results. And during that time, all that food is held in quarantine. And during the quarantine, obviously, we can't use it. And so it's sitting there, it's cost us money, but we can't sell it until it passes all the tests. Once it passes the test, it comes out of quarantine, then it goes into manufacturing, which can also take, you know, quite a lot of time. And then after manufacturing, it gets put on our shelves internally in our warehouse, and then it gets added to the website inventory so that people can purchase it. So it is quite a complex process, and it takes a lot of time. But now we're facing the situation where we can't get the quantities we want. Now, we ran into this originally right during the early days of the pandemic. So as the pandemic was kicking off, you know, like February timeframe, and people were out rushing to buy things like toilet paper, but also food, and food supplies got really, you know, wiped out, and vitamin C supplies were wiped out, and zinc supplies were wiped out too. And during all that, we were wiped out. We were wiped out for a couple of months, actually. It took us until recently to catch up on all the manufacturing. Only now do we have dozens of products back in stock. Well, it looks like there's going to be a second wave of the food shortages. And there's a part of me that thinks that some of these food shortages are being engineered. you know, with the lockdowns that are not necessary to be that long, sort of what I call the weaponized lockdowns in some Democrat controlled areas where they're deliberately shutting down the meat processing plants or the agricultural harvesting schedules and things like that, food rotting in the fields, all that. Some of that, it's got to be deliberate, you know, all to create panic, I think, and to create a sense of, you know, collapse. But it doesn't mean that the food shortage is fake. It's real. And it's real. We know it's real because our commercial suppliers are telling us we can't deliver to you what you're asking for yet again. And by the way, a lot of our suppliers, I mean, we always buy American grown when it's available. And we avoid China like the plague, by the way. So we buy American grown foods all the time. And these shortages are happening in America, even rice shortages in America. You know, rice is grown in places like East Texas and California. I don't know where else, maybe Louisiana and so on. But rice shortages are happening in America right now. You know, legumes are in short supply. Of course, meat is, but we don't sell meat products. That's not our thing. Fruits and vegetables are going to be in short supply in certain areas. Just certain ones are going to get hit harder than others. And we know that almonds are going to be a problem as well in some areas because of, you know, the loss of pollinators and so on. That's impacting California. Plus, California has the ongoing lockdowns. There are labor shortages, too, all across America. This was engineered by the U.S. Senate, the Republicans, and Trump signed it. And it was a law that had Americans paid to stay at home and not work. It's called the CARES Act. Remember that? It was passed in a mass panic by the Republicans and the Democrats together. And basically, it pays American workers to sit at home and not work. And they collect more money not working than they would collect if they chose to work. So small businesses like us are having a near impossible time to find anybody that wants to show up and work. Why bother when the brain dead senators, Republican senators as well, and the president signed a law that pays them to not work? Why bother working? So this is another problem. This is part of the engineering of the food shortages. Well, the upshot is that we're going to have a very short supply, it looks like. We're having to order early. We're having to store more food samples for a longer duration of time because of, you know, having to pre-order now, which means we have to use more storage space and so on. You know, it's a good thing we've been in an expansion phase. We actually have more space available now than we used to, but we're going to use it all. We're going to have to stockpile like mad as much as we can. We're going to have to scramble to get the supplies so we can sell you lab-tested, storable foods, superfoods, nutritional supplements, all kinds of things. Oh, and by the way, here's another thing. The food is getting dirtier. We're having to reject more and more samples. For example, we're having a heck of a time getting clean cacao powder. Cacao powder is coming in highly contaminated with lead and sometimes cadmium. This is getting worse. The spirulina supplies are getting worse. They're getting more contaminated as well with heavy metals. Glyphosate is becoming a very big problem with lentils. So I don't know what the deal is, but there's a lot of glyphosate contamination in lentils, green lentils and red lentils, whatever, you know, chickpeas and things like that. All the legumes, basically. They're glyphosate contamination in the legumes. And so, you know, we've learned a lot of patterns as we test all the foods for contamination. So we've learned sort of what to look for. Like, we know coffee has cadmium, you know, cacao has lead, and lentils have glyphosate, and many other examples of that as well. So we kind of know where to scrutinize and what to look for. And, you know, for example, turmeric always has microbiology, often fails the microbes tests. And also turmeric often has a lot of lead in it as well. But we know what to look for because we've seen the patterns, but I'm telling you that the situation is getting worse. So in other words, we're having, you know, shortages of these foods, and also the food is getting dirtier. I mean, it's truly becoming more and more difficult to get acceptable supplies of foods. And I imagine that what we're going to have this Black Friday is, or maybe even before, is a situation much like what we had in March where everything sold out. Remember when you came to our store, healthrangerstore.com, in March, and it was like, everything sold out, everything. The Camu Camu, you know, the freaking broccoli sprouts, just everything you could imagine, sold out, gone. Like, we had nothing left to sell. It actually helped us clean our warehouse a little bit, do some more inventory, because we had nothing left. Well, I think that's coming again. I think that the powers that be are engineering a second wave. I think they're engineering another release of another bioweapon. I think they're going to try to have more lockdowns. I mean, look, this is the weaponization of the pandemic to try to destroy America and get rid of Trump. That's what this is, you know, along with the political violence, left-wing rallies and toppling of statues and setting fire to small businesses and seizing downtown Seattle, all that stuff. It's all the same thing. It's all about destroying America, but they want to crush the food supply. And so in March, I had urged my readers to really plan on an 18-month supply of food, you know, backup supply. And I'm sticking with that. I think it's very important to have a significant backup supply of food, you know, good diversity in that. You also want to go to the grocery store right now while you can. You want to buy olive oil. You want to buy butter. You want to buy lard, maybe some cream, the things that you can't get online. You know, get the things in person that you can get in person. And I also like to stockpile honey, very high-end honey, actually. I'm kind of a bit of a honey snob, sorry to say. Manuka honey, because you can use it as a first aid wound treatment as well as a sweetener or a preservative. And that stuff lasts forever. It lasts 100-plus years. So that stuff stores forever. You talk about a barter item, you know. Honey is awesome. You know, I like to store silver and honey and bullets, things like that. But if I were you, I would go out once again before the next panic hits. I would go to the grocery stores, get the things you can there. I would, if you're going to buy during the sales that we have on Black Friday, which is, you know, right around Thanksgiving, then, you know, save up for that and get in super early, or maybe just buy some things beforehand, you know, because it's hard to say how long our inventory is going to last. I don't know. It just depends on what happens with these lockdowns. It really depends on how crazy things get. And what about the riots? What about martial law? I don't even know how crazy it's going to get. There could be more false flags. There could be invasion by China, or the UN could try to occupy America now. So I don't know that it's a great idea to wait, but Long term, you need to get into growing your own food. That's the solution. Remember that the strategy of stored food is just to keep you alive while you start growing food. Truthfully, that's the way it works. And that's why there are two things I've done this year that I normally don't do, but I hatched 40-plus chickens using my own incubator and eggs from my ranch, you know, fertilized eggs from my own hens and roosters. And I also planted a lot of potatoes, so I'm growing a large amount of potatoes, and they're doing really well. They're having an awesome potato celebration in the soil there. So I'll be harvesting potatoes pretty soon and storing those myself. I'll probably use a dehydrator. I'll probably, you know what, I don't know, just to share this with you. If you have eggs and potatoes, all you need to do is add cheese and you've got yourself a meal, you know, and maybe some olive oil. But I will probably harvest the potatoes, wash them. I don't peel potatoes. I eat the peel. I'll just slice them and put them on like an Excalibur food dehydrator, even though I have a kind of a bigger unit. And I'll just dehydrate them. And then I'll take them to my own warehouse and vacuum pack them and put them in 5-gallon buckets and just store them on my shelves at home. So I'm going to do my own, you know, homegrown potato vacuum pack system. I wish I could offer those commercially, but of course, there's not nearly enough potatoes to even think about offering it commercially. It'd be sold out in the first 2 minutes. This is just my own personal supply. I'm only saying this because I'm encouraging you to do the same thing. You know, you can do this too. It's just a question of time. But potatoes are the easiest thing to grow in terms of how many calories they offer you for the amount of energy that you put into them. Also, you can grow potatoes in buckets. You just fill a bucket with dirt, basically. You might drill a couple of holes in the bottom, small holes, for drainage so you don't overwater them. But you can put just dirt in a bucket, put a potato in it, and boom, you got a bucket full of potatoes, you know, as long as you give it sunshine and water. So it's a pretty easy way to grow food. And potatoes can keep you alive. Potatoes provide a lot of calories, and there's a lot of options on different ways to eat potatoes. So definitely, you know, the reason I'm sharing this with you is because this is good, practical, life-saving advice. And by the way, I feel blessed by you and your support of what I do. I wouldn't even have a business without your support. And I fully recognize that this is a two-way street. I mean, you help me by purchasing the products that we make available. I help you with this kind of personal knowledge, perhaps insight of what I'm doing to prepare. And people are now recognizing that I was, you know, 10 years ahead of the curve on everything that's happening now, getting out of the cities, becoming more self-reliant, moving to the country, learning how to use a gun in self-defense, learning how to grill your own food, you know, having clean foods, getting away from the toxic heavy metals, all these things. Like everything I've talked about for 10 years is coming true. And so I'm getting a lot of people really thanking me for that effort, but I thank you. I thank you for the support. We couldn't be here without you. We wouldn't have, you know, a warehouse, a fulfillment center, a laboratory, you know, manufacturing, microbiology testing, all that. We wouldn't have any of that stuff without you. So we really exist to serve you, to serve the community of people who care about freedom and who care about clean food and who care about, you know, self-reliance and sustainability as well, survival. And so it's all about blending all these things together, you know? So yes, you need a certain amount of stored food, but you also need the know-how to grow some of your own food. And in order to grow some of your own food, you need to be out of the cities, you know? So getting into a rural area that's got good dirt and maybe decent rainfall, good growing season and so on, and then having that skill set, having the ability to defend yourself and defend your family, defend your stored foods, perhaps. As society breaks down into chaos and lawlessness, these skills and this mindset that I'm mentioning is becoming really a critical survival skill set. Growing potatoes can save your life. There will be people who will starve, probably over the next year. You know, food shortages are real, and they're only going to get worse. And I think, again, there are forces trying to make them worse. People are going to lose a lot of weight. Unwillingly, going to be a lot of baggy clothes in the near future. A lot of secondhand clothing that's too big for everybody. No joke. This is what's coming. So, if you want to support our work, healthrangerstore.com is the website where that happens. And I deeply appreciate your support. I will keep you posted as best I can as things unfold. And I encourage you strongly to do what you can to get prepared, because this situation is no joke. Things are getting totally crazy. The shortages are real. There are going to be shortages of food supplies in the fall, probably a resurgence of the coronavirus or some other virus in the fall. There's going to be political upheaval, going to be more chaos, more anarchy, more treason against the United States. Probably a civil war will happen after the election. You know, next year, it'll really start taking off. So a civil war might last a couple of years, during which major disruptions of groceries and food and fuel and electricity might very well occur. You know, hence the need to be prepared for 18 months of no food. Just, it's no joke. So do what you can. I know time is short. I know that it's hard to do it all. A lot of priorities. You have limited resources. I'm in the same boat as you. Like, it's hard for me to prepare because I have to run the whole system that I'm running, you know, all the content and the Health Ranger store and Brighttown.com and run R&D teams and produce content myself. So I've got the same restrictions on my time that you do. So what I do is I just find spare hours where I can focus on growing food, or I can focus on, you know, raising chickens or things like that. And I've got chores just like you do. I have to clean out the chicken house today, you know, so it's a rake, and I have to scrape out all the straw with the chicken poop on it, you know, and I have to gather up a bunch of new straw and put it in there, keep that clean. And then I spray it down with colloidal silver, and I put a bunch of zeolite powder on the ground. I've got chores just like you. I'm not some, you know, superhuman wealthy person who just hires people to do everything. I do a lot of stuff myself. I'm a hands-on guy. I clean the chicken house, you know, I grow the potatoes. I move the dirt. I shovel the holes. I water the potatoes, whatever. I gather the kumquats. I prune the fig trees. I do all this myself. Why? Because it's important to know how to do these things. I deal with chickens. I gather the chicken eggs. I wash them, you know, just on and on. So we're all living in the real world here. We're all doing our best. Don't worry if you can't do everything that you want to do. Just know that we're all struggling with the same things. We're all having a difficult time actually getting everything done because time is growing short. So we're all in the same boat. And then I only have the same number of hours per day that you do, and it's never enough, but we're doing our best. So, you know, thank God that we're here. Thank God for the blessings that we have. Thank God for each other. And together, we just might be able to get through this. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, healthrangerstore.com.